you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Yesterday on the Coach's Corner, we talked some high school basketball with Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dinos. We'll stick with Carbon High today, but we're going to flip sports talk wrestling. We're down to the final couple of meets of the wrestling season. In fact, the wrestling squad will return to the mat on Friday. It'll be a makeup meet against the Canyon View Falcons. And then after that, they'll prep for region and then the state competition as the season draws a little bit closer to its end. Right now, over the telephone, we have Coach Brock Fawcett, who was in his first year at the helm. And as always, Coach, it's great to get you on the show. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the season for you guys. You only have one meet left before we dive into region, and we'll talk about region in just a bit. But you guys will have a makeup meet this Friday against Canyon View. Outside of that, how has the season gone? I mean, we talked to you at about the midway point going into the Christmas break, and you were happy with the way things were developing. How has the second half of the year treated the team?
Well, it's been, as the sport of wrestling is, some ups and downs. After Christmas, I took the kids to some tournaments in the basin, and one of them being the Tournament of Champions, which is one of the premier tough tournaments in the state. And we got beat up. We got beat up pretty good, and that could be a bad thing, of course, because it kind of flusters kids. But at the same time, it was. I took it as some of a positive too, because I wanted the kids to see what kind of competition exists out there, other than the tournaments that they've been used to going over the years. And so that was an eye opener for some of them. And because of that, we came back to work in the room, and I saw a lot of much harder work and a lot better drilling and better practices, a lot more effort being put forth, and we saw some results of that, not necessarily with JUAB, because they're a tough team, and they beat us up, which was our next duel, but we did see some improvement at our last tournament, which was down in Canyon View, where we faced off the same JUAB team who we'd wrestled 2 days previous and actually won matches that we had lost 2 days previous. So I saw some improvement, and then last week we wrestled Emory. Tough Emory squad. I know they're missing some kids, but we grouped up, matched up pretty good, and had some really tight matches that our kids came through and won matches in the third period, which is something we haven't done up until the Canyon View tournament. We hadn't been winning matches in the third period. We were keeping in the same or losing close matches. So.
You talk about the meet against Emory. I know the kids always look forward to that. You guys did handle Emory. When you take a look at the final score, you guys were able on senior night to really outpoint the Spartans. I mean, moving forward, is that kind of a meet that you can look back on, that you guys can draw momentum from? You mentioned the meet earlier where you guys took a beating, but now as we get to the end of it, I mean, you guys have some positives to build off of as well.
Yeah, we do, in the sense that, like I mentioned earlier, we're in better shape. Wrestling's an interesting sport because it, just like, I guess, any sport, but wrestling, it's really shown a lot more broadly, and that's peaking, where you reach your point of your greatest performance. And, we haven't peaked, and that's a good thing because we're set to peak at the right time in the right place, and that's, of course, region and state. And so, yeah, definitely when you look at it that way, we're getting better. We're winning matches in the third period. We're in better shape than we have been. And we've been doing some things different in practice to augment that. Plus, things are finally coming together with regards to what works for individually with certain wrestlers and certain kids.
Coach.
So, I'm definitely happy for that match, and we can definitely build on it.
Looking ahead, Coach, you guys get a meet on Friday against Canyon View. Had this duel not taken place, you guys would have been out of action for a long time moving into the region tournament. How important is this one for you guys on Friday?
It's a good confidence builder. We did wrestle Canyon View in their tournament and had some close matches, so it'll be a good kind of measuring stick to see how well we have improved over the past couple weeks. Unfortunately, we had a tournament canceled, which was supposed to be the same day, so we're not going to get that tune-up. But the makeup match that we rescheduled, of course, being Canyon View, will be kind of a replacement for that. They've got a lot of kids, more so than us, and so I expect a lot of our kids to get two matches come Friday, you know, wrestling back as an exhibition or something like that. So it'll be good. Definitely the kids like competitions, and in future planning, we're definitely going to set some things up to have a little bit more downtime in the middle of the season versus here at the end. Although, I don't know, you know, things could change. I've always tried to balance, even when I was coaching with Dave, trying to be aware of what schedules work best for your teams to try and get them to, again, peak at that optimal point in time, which is the postseason. And for some kids, it works better to have time off early in the season. Others, it works in the middle. And hopefully this year it'll work for having some time off the late part of the season where we haven't wrestled for the past two weekends or last weekend, and then we'll have a minimal this week, I should say, excuse me.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Brock Fawcett of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Squad. Coach, you talk about peaking at the right time with region right around the corner. Who are some of those kids that you feel are peaking at the right time?
I think our 20-pounder, we're getting some kids back. Bobby Blake, who's been wrestling varsity since Caden Lee had his knee injury, is really wrestling tough. He only lost one match at the tournament against Canyon View 2 weeks ago, and then he wrestled a tough match against the Emily kid, who's a good wrestler, and got a fall for us there. He's definitely improving. It's going to be a hard-fought battle for that varsity spot between him and Kate, which will actually kick off today at practice. So he's doing well. Our 52-pounder, Triton Abeta, he's wrestling the best he's wrestled all year, and he went undefeated at that Canyon tournament and then fought a really tough match against it, one of Emory's premier wrestlers, and ended up winning that for us. Our 32-pounder, Caden Gibson, is doing really well. He's improved. He beat a UAB kid who we'd lost to 2 days previous down at the Canyon tournament. And then our 26-pounders, you know, that's kind of an interesting situation because we have three tough wrestlers in that weight, and I can only, unfortunately, take two to region. So, you know, those wrestlers being Connor Fawcett, my son, Brad Judd, and our varsity wrestler for duration of the year, Casey Schreiner. So, interesting enough, their wrestle-offs are always entertaining. They're always 1-2-point match. They're either really, really close or blowouts. And, you know, you take those kids. I've been taking all three of them and putting them in varsity spots. And we have kids that Casey loses to, but Brad beats, and then Brad loses, Casey beats. Connor, you know, wrestles a kid tougher than Casey or Brad, and sometimes Connor beats Brad in a wrestle-off, and other times Brad beats Connor in a wrestle-off. So those kids, because of the competition themselves, are starting to really peak, and they're having to work hard because of that competition level. So those are other three kids that are doing well.
As we go down to the final few practices before you guys jump into region and then obviously state, what are some of the things that you as a coach you try to implement? I mean, is it kind of you know it at this time or you don't, or are there still things that you can fine-tune here in the next couple of weeks?
Great question. Well, this past week we've kind of been spicing things up in terms of conditioning. I actually took the kids Friday to the pool, which was awesome. I had them do some different exercises just kind of to change it up and do some things, and that was good. Obviously, we're still going to drill, do our routine drill, which, you know, repetition makes a huge difference in a sport where your muscle memory just knows where it needs to be. We have been doing some fun things to try and do some along the same lines, including I had the kids wrestle blindfolded the other day in practice, which, amazingly, you would think they'd be, you know, not even able to do anything, but they actually executed things really well, surprising themselves what they can do. So we've been doing stuff like that. You know, we wrestle hard for a shorter time rather than them long, drawn-out live matches. And then we just teach kind of some finer points as well as some desperation situations where you want to put a wrestler with in a match where, you know, he's down by two, you're down, what are you going to do exactly? You know, what moves are you going to look for immediately? How much time is it going to take you to do them? Those types of situations. So, yeah, that's kind of what we've been doing.
Well, it's definitely the fun time of the year for you guys, Coach. I know it's crunch time, and you're an extremely busy guy, so I definitely do appreciate you taking out the time to give us an update on how the team is doing. Hopefully, we can catch up again with you, Coach, after region.
Yes, I'd love that, Jordan. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time, and appreciate all those fans who've really patronized the sport and come out and supported us. We had a wonderful raffle and had a lot of support, and we look to continue to get that support and also provide the community with some real results and things to be proud of with these boys. So,
excellent. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, that's Coach Brock Fawcett of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Squad. Carbon will return to the mat this Friday, and then after that, it's the region competition at JUAB. We'll catch you up again with Coach Fawcett as we prepare for state in just a couple of weeks. We're going to break for just a moment. More coming up. Yesterday on the show, we mentioned some NASCAR talk briefly, a big change to the format. We're going to bring in Mike Bagley when we return. He's the host of NASCAR Live, which will actually get rolling immediately following Drive Time Sports. Mike's going to talk to us. We're going to get his perspective on the rule changes, and we'll also talk a tad bit about some of the biggest offseason headlines. That's coming up next when we return here on Drive Time Sports.